George, you said after the game against Tampa Bay that it meant a lot to you to have a good defensive performance, get a sack out there, because it was a team that cut you. Minnesota was a team that cut you as well, and I know we talked about this earlier this season. You're a captain this weekend. What does that mean to you to be able to go out there against them and be a captain?
Means a lot. You know, it shows that this team actually respects me as a player, not only as a player, but as a leader as well. And, you know, that feels pretty good. You know, I haven't had that in a long time, and for a team to stand behind me like that, it feels great right now.
Reflecting back, I mean, on our conversation about how far you had come in that time period where you were waiting to get on an NFL team and then it happened with the Lions, how much do you think you've developed as a player since the beginning of the season? We had that conversation about you making it back into the NFL.
I completely changed, not only my weight size and things like that, but I changed as, you know, being a role player, not trying to do too much. You know, before I thought I can do everything. I thought I was a multi-utilized guy, but I said I got one thing for me, one thing going. I might as well keep it. The coach has seen that, and they told me to keep with it.
What's that one thing?
Speed. They said, you know, I got a real good presence to get around the edge and things like that. So they said to stick with that. Don't change. Don't get away from it, and I didn't.
What is it about this system that works for you and that has just really made you be able to shine here?
One thing about the system, you don't have to think. Everything is right in front of you. You know, you have an assignment, you have to do it. And it's just that simple. And you see, as our defense went along, you know, everybody's been doing their assignments and doing what they're supposed to do without thinking, and it makes it easier for us to play.
Last time that you guys played the Vikings, you had a sack. The whole team had 8 sacks. It was an incredible performance by the defense, 3 interceptions. How do you repeat that again this time?
Continue to do our techniques. The only reason we got those is because we all stay within our technique. We never got away from it. We all stay focused on something. And also, we also had a competition between each other, so that's going to help out a lot too. So we continue to keep doing that. We continue to keep playing well.
Having a competition on sacks again this week?
Oh, always. It's every week, so...
I saw you hashtag Sack Sunday on Twitter. Is that what this Sunday is going to be?
You know, it's just to get the D-line going. You know, we always trying to figure out a way to one-up each other, trying to make each other play harder. And that was just the thing to do.
This D-line is really close. You guys are over here bantering, having a good time. And it's just shown that this whole team has really been able to bond in this locker room, get together, and then it shows out on the field. How much does that connection that you guys have in the locker room as people, as friends, as players help out on the field?
It helps out so much because the communication is a lot easier. You know, you can talk the way you talk in the locker room on the field, and people will still understand. So, you know, it makes it so much easier when you do that. But the biggest connection that we all have is our head coach. You know, when our head coach can get behind us and he tells us something, but it's never a lie. He's always telling us the truth. And, you know, it actually helps us out. You know, it calms down the whole team because everybody's not thinking about what the head coach may be thinking or what he might do. We all know what's going to happen.
When you think of defenses that have really made a statement, I mean, in recent years, you've got Seattle, their Legion of Boom, and they get all that credit. You know, they've got their nickname, and they're that statement defense. Do you feel like you guys deserve to be known as that statement defense?
We talked about it. We tried to come up with names, but, you know, we just like the way we are. You know, we just consider ourselves like Lions, you know, just like our logo. You know, I watch Lions on TV with my kids and see how they attack, and, you know, it represents our D-line so well. You know, just how we get out the quarterback is just relentless. And when one person missed, there's somebody right there to get them.
Is there any chip on your shoulder at all that you're not getting that national recognition?
Yeah, well, it's a chip every week because we have to walk around with that chip because right now we're considered the number one defense. So in order to have that, you got to always have a chip on your shoulder. You can never let your guard down. Once you let your guard down, somebody can beat you bad.
When you walk out onto that field, what do you hope the opposing team is thinking? What's going through their mind?
Hopefully they're thinking about the D-line, you know, just wondering how they're going to block us. But that's the one thing we hope for because, like, once you start thinking about the other team, you're not focused on what you're doing.
How about that free hurt idea? James Ahidobo has talked about it a lot. Has that been thrown around for that nickname?
Oh, yeah, you know, because hurt. Pain is free, so you don't have to pay for pain. Well, you have to pay the price at the end of the day, but, you know, you got to pay for it.